Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to the Flag Football America Network podcast. This is your host, Estat Marshall, and we are updating you on our 2017 Flag Madness voting contest. This is a contest in our second year that parallels March Madness. We put 64 adult team leagues and 64 youth leagues into a voting contest. And we basically figure out which league can get the most engagement, which league can get their people to vote to be ranked as the national voting champion. Winning this contest, I think, does a lot. One, it sort of shows your league has sort of the best engagement. Two, it also brings a lot of attention to all the great work that a particular league may be doing. And then also, it just highlights some of the great leagues all across this nation. And it's really a great way to sort of bring all of your people together. What we're going to do on this podcast, we're going to give you an update on the current standing, sort of like the current update. We're currently now in the Elite Eight. The Elite Eight voting is still open. That's going to remain open until 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. And that's going to be Monday, March 26th. So Monday, March 27th, excuse me. So the voting is going to close at 6 a.m. The polls will shut down until April 1st, and there'll be basically 2 days to vote for our final four. And then on April 3rd, there's going to be a 24-hour voting period to vote for the national champion. So let's acknowledge our Elite Eight in the adult category. We've got our first matchup, and there was a glitch in terms of an error, but we fixed it. The DMV FFL Flag Football League is currently against the JSG FFL, which is the Jersey Shore Gridiron Flag Football League. The DMV FFL is ranked 17th in our top 100 rankings, and then the Jersey Shore Gridiron Flag Football League is ranked number 9. Again, getting your league to come out and vote and go as far as you can will also improve your top 100 ranking that Flag Football America will be putting out every year. So our elite matchup, number 2, in the adult category is Tribe Flag Football, who's currently ranked 13th in the nation on the Flag Football America poll. And we've got the Orange County Flag Football League, which is ranked 5th, which they're in our voting contest. What we'll do is we can give you some current voting. And again, we want to thank all the leagues that have voted. This is our second year. Last year, with some very loose security, we were able to secure 15,000 votes. But with much tighter security, in terms of leagues being able to erase their browser history, limiting the voting, we believe we may actually exceed our totals of last year, which would be a great accomplishment. But we want to thank all the leagues that have voted. One of the things we've done in the contest is you can vote really for any league and any matchup. But we'll give you some totals as we go along. So let's go ahead and finish up our Elite Eight bracket. Again, this is the Flag Football America Network podcast, and we're giving you our updates on the Flag Madness tournament. So our third matchup is the TC Flag Football League, and they are going up against the Smash Mouth Flag Football League. TC is ranked 15th, Smash Mouth is ranked 26th, and as of this podcast, TC Flag Football has 187 votes, while Smash Mouth has 181. And in the Elite Eight, our matchup, our fourth matchup is the LV Gridiron Flag Football League, which is pulled away from the Ball Out Flag Football League, which is in Indiana. LV is for Las Vegas. And Las Vegas ranked 30th in our national ranking, has 311 votes, while Ball Out Flag Football has 88. And in our previous matchups, the DMV FFL had, as of this podcast, 61 votes versus the JSG FFL. And then the Tribe Flag Football League is trailing the Orange County Flag Football League, probably close to about 100. They've got 114, and Orange County Flag Football has 195. So here are our Elite Eight as a recap: the DMV FFL, the JSG FFL, the Tribe Flag Football League, Orange County Flag Football, TC Flag Football in Minnesota, Smash Mouth Flag Football on the West Coast, LV Gridiron Flag Football for Las Vegas with as our seventh Elite Eight team, and then our final Elite Eight team is the Ball Flag Football. Congratulations to all those leagues that have gotten this far. And remember, keep voting. The polls are still open. Okay, so let's move on to our youth bracket. Last year, we put all of our leagues into one category. We put the youth leagues with the adults, and we did okay. This year, we're going to take a little bit of a hit with our total voting, but we're hoping the youth bracket will be something that we can continue to grow, and we've been very, very pleased with the voting so far. Our first matchup in the Elite Eight is the CNY Flag Football League with 46 votes. It's trailing the Flag for Kids League with 77 votes. So they're trailing it by close to 31 votes, but there's still plenty of time. Our second matchup is the LBFFA, which this has really been a great success story. They're our 29th ranked league. They're a Lower Bucks Flag Football Association. They've been able to galvanize and get 719 votes so far in this elite competition versus the Old School Youth Flag Football League, which has 614. So just collectively in the round, in the matchup, in the Elite Eight round, third round, they've gotten 1,333 votes, and that's just great. We really appreciate all support. Matchup number three in the youth category for the Elite Eight is the Friday Night Lights League. They've got 52 votes, and they're directly tied right now with Flag Football X, which has 52 votes. So it's a tie, and we'll see who can pull that out. So voting polls are still open. Voting polls are going to stay open until 6 a.m. on Monday, March 27th. And our final matchup in the Elite Eight for the youth is the East Bay Flag Football, 55 votes, and they are winning by 12 votes over the Hall of Fame Flag Football League. So to recap, we've got the CNY Flag Football League, the Flag for Kids, LBFFA, which is for Lower Bucks, Flag Football Association, Old School Youth Flag Football League, Friday Night Lights, Flag Football X, East Bay Flag Football, and the Hall of Fame Flag Football League. We want to thank all those leagues for making it this far, and good luck. What we want to quickly do is we're not going to read through our entire field of 64, but we want to go back to, let's just stay on our youth. We want to acknowledge all of the teams that made it to the Sweet 16 in our previous round, and we're just going to quickly announce all the leagues that were eliminated in the Sweet 16, but we want to acknowledge them. The North Shore Flag Football League, which last year was probably ranked our number one ranked youth league and currently is ranked number one according to our poll when the top 100 comes out, they lost in the Sweet 16, and we're going to just quickly read off all the leagues that have made the Sweet 16 that were eliminated, but we'll read off their league name and their ranking. North Shore Flag Football League, number one, was eliminated. NFL Flag Football League of San Diego was ranked eighth. They were eliminated. Playmakers Flag Football League was eliminated. They were ranked 52. Ranked 53rd was the NJFFA Flag Football League. They were also eliminated, but congratulations on making the Sweet 16. Pittsburgh Flag Football League was also eliminated in the third round. In the second round, 63rd. And we've got the Fort Wayne Flag Football. Their youth division was eliminated. They're ranked seventh. The SBFFA, 30th, and they were also eliminated. And then we've got the USYL Flag Football League, and they were ranked 54th. And let's finish up our podcast, and we're going to read the names that were now for our adult league, and we're going to read off the names of all the teams that were able to make it into round three. Number one ranked Long Island Flag Football League. We've got the Men's Flag Football League, which is ranked 57th. Women's Pro Flag Football League, which did a great showing, was ranked 36. They were eliminated. All About the Players, ranked 12th in our top 100 poll. They were eliminated in the Sweet 16 round. Columbus Flag Football League was ranked 63rd. They were also eliminated. They were ranked 100. They got 146 votes, but they were eliminated. And rounding out our Sweet 16 round, we've got the Indianapolis Flag Football League, ranked 55th. Atlantis Women's Flag Football League, which got 470 votes, but were also eliminated by LV Gridiron. They were ranked 19th in our poll. And then we've got the Fort Wayne Flag Football League in their adult division, ranked 59th. They were eliminated. Let's just give all those leagues who were able to make it to the Sweet 16 a round of applause. All right, so we're going to wrap up our podcast. Voting will stay open until Monday, March 27th, till 6 a.m. And then on Saturday, April 1st, and Sunday, April 2nd, we will have our final four voting in both the adult and the youth. And then on Monday, April 3rd, there will be a 24-hour period where you can vote for the National Flag Madness Voting Champion. Again, you can find Flag Football America at flagfootballamerica.com. You can also find us on Facebook at Flag Football America. We're also on Instagram. And please continue to listen to our podcast. One of the things that we're going to announce tomorrow, which is exciting, is we're going to announce a special offer to all of the adult leagues that have made our tournament. Stay tuned on Facebook and on our website. It's an exciting offer. One of the things that we're trying to do with Flag Football America is really bring all the leagues together in terms of highlighting the great work that a lot of you do. And our announcement is going to involve a mobile app. We're going to give all the teams in the adult division only that qualified for the field of 64, we're going to give you a free mobile web app on our website where you can go on, upload photos, upload news. So for some of those leagues who can't afford having their own mobile app and you've just always wanted a place, a depository to quickly post either some news or photos or videos, we're doing this one-time offer for our Field of 64 for our teams that have made it. Again, congratulations to all the teams that not only made the Sweet 16 that are currently in our Elite Eight, but we want to thank all Field of 64. In our adult division and our youth division, we've got 128 leagues across this great nation. Once we've gone ahead and ranked our youth leagues, which is going to happen shortly, we're going to have over 200 leagues ranked in our nation. And that's 200 leagues bringing flag football to many different adults and youth across the league. Flag football is the sport of the future, and Flag Football America is excited to have it. Again, you can go online and vote. Even if your league has been eliminated, you can still go on and vote. So go to flagfootballamerica.com/flagmadness and continue to vote. And we would like to wish all the teams in the Elite Eight that are still in the contest good luck. And we want to thank everyone who's continued to vote. We'll actually start to post some of our numbers. We're really excited for our turnout that we've got so far. So, again, continue to vote. The polls are going to be open for the Elite Eight until 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. And then we'll post more information about the Final Four. Flag Football America wants to thank you for all your support. We are brought to you by Sports Engine on the MLB Sports Network. And we want to, again, wish all the teams good luck and congratulations to the teams that have made it and good luck to the teams that are still remaining.
There is a war coming. You sure you're on the right side?